Okay, so we're holding. We just finished off Ois and Zion yesterday. Just want to touch on one last point about Ois and Zion. He says, "With Kabbalah, some Panim Meirim, you should greet them with Panim Meirim." Revolba and Ali Shirin Chelik Aleph has an Arichus. There's four sharms in the sefer. In the third shar, so he has three marochas. The second marocha is called Das Sois Terochav. That to understand a little bit of how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. So there he has two prokim. He talks about the idea of the koyach upon him iris of that there is the power of a smile. Power of a smile, the power of there's a smile and there's a smile. A fake smile, we know what a fake smile is. But he says that you have the situations, a parent and a child. The parent, you know, the tremendous desire that the child should look to them for direction, respect them, etc. Child, tremendous desire the parent should try to understand them and respect them for who they are. A Rav, a Rebbe and a Talmud, a Rav and a Kehila, right? Friends, and they wait. He says they sit, they wait for each other. The Rebbe waits for the Talmud to start, the Talmud waits for the Rebbe to start. Right? And it goes on, and as the longer waits, the chasm gets bigger and bigger and bigger. The husband waits for the wife, the wife waits for the husband, the parent waits for the child waits for the parent. And this chasm gets bigger and bigger. And the person who reaches across that and says, "I'm interested in you," he brings light into somebody else's life. There's somebody who cares and is interested, and they get this tremendous bond because everybody's waiting for that. Everybody's waiting for that smile. He said, you know, the baby, he says that point. You know, a baby, when the child is able to reach the age, is able to smile at a parent. It's kind of his parent. That's it. Right, that a parent needs that. A child needs that. They did this horrible study about. I don't remember the place exactly the details about. There was they had the children who had they didn't have parents. They were being raised in the hospital, and they had the nurses interact with some of the children beyond just to take care of the physical needs. They would smile with them and play with them and kiss with them, etc. And some children, they just took care of the physical needs. They made sure they had food, etc. But there was no interaction, etc. And they marked the physical development of the children. And the children which were being interacted with the nurses were healthier, grew more quickly. There was a physical reality of a difference of having an emotional connection with somebody. So when the Rosh says, "It's posh, it's much light." There's a tremendous power of light we put in this. If I walk down and I see somebody and I smile at them and I say, and the statement is, "I'm so happy to see you," posh, you can change a person's day. And we don't. I once had the horror that my biggest time in Lashon Hara is not the Lashon Hara. It's like a wasted opportunity. You can say Lashon Tov. Why do you want to waste it and say Lashon Hara? It's like Pasha. It's Rachmanis. Right now, I could foster strengthen a relationship. I could make somebody feel better. I could do a lot. I could do positively, and I just. Through it by doing something negative. And the truth is, parv is the same thing. I said this to Ora once. This goes back to my days in Tel Shiva. I must have been a young man already. I was a young man already. So I'm standing in the coat room. Tel Shiva like is a really true yeshiva. Like, you know, the dorm is like, you know, nobody goes to the dorm in the same. She's not in the gay. And if you do, it's like, you know, and the Mashkiach sees you, it's a major mess, you know. So I'm in the coat room, like right before shiur. I don't know, getting some paper. I was in the coat room, and there's an older Talmud Chacham there who lives there. His name is Rav Getzelfried. Rav Getzelfried is how do you describe him? Rietzel Fried is a man who knows Kultur Kula, and he's excited about a word in the same way a 15-year-old is. He's not as physically able to run as much as he used to, but that's what he would. Sina Shayid is a Tzirich Chassid, right? With the davening, with, you know, every davening there's heart, there's crying, you know. It's a major oifet. He walks into the coat room to put his hat down. He's coming from wherever he's coming from. There's a bachur coming from the dorm, and he's eating an orange in the coat room before shul. Okay. Right. And Getzel notices it. I'm curious to see how he's going to react. So now, let's get the reactions, option A, like middle seder, dorm, option A. Option B, you know, you didn't bring me one? You know, joke, you know. Option C, he looks at him and he sees that there's another bachur there, and Reuven gives Shimon half an orange. He says, "Ah, vizis, you shared with another bachur." So the bachur A, who went to the dorm, felt like a $1 million. Right? You know, some of the time you'll deal with issues. Should you went down left into the dorm? But right now the message is, you're a good person. Look what you did. I saw the guy's face light up because I must have noticed, you know, I'm walking in, and that was the reaction. And I said, you know what, there's so many opportunities we have in a day to look at somebody, notice what's good, point it out, or even just say, I'm so happy to see you with a smile, and we waste them. It's such a sad thing. So the Rosh's point is that you have the opportunity, don't waste it. So look at the next oys. Altishkach lahanik lehem seder. Blasus levoy lehem. Tanach lehem devorim. Says, don't forget when somebody comes who has a need. Don't forget to give them some seder there. Don't forget to be malavid them. We're not against giving them food. We're not against be malavid them. We just push and forget. We're busy with other things in our life. You know, the fellow comes in. I once had a mashulach sitting by my table. The Samar Rebbe had a shita that every one of his chassidim had to go out fundraising. So once there was a major gevir who was one of the chassidim, and says, Rebbe, you know, I mean, whatever you need to raise, I'll give it. He says, No. I want you to understand what it feels like standing by the door. I want you to know what it feels like. So when someone knocks by your door, you'll know how to treat them right, the right way. I know myself once. I went collecting for a person was in need. I went collecting. Went to somebody's house. It was raining outside. He opens the door, looks at me. Now, I taught his son. I'd been his son's rebbe. Doctor looks at me. Says, "Okay." He shuts the door, leaves me outside to go get his checkbook because it's raining. So he leaves me outside on the front porch. Shuts the door in my face. As I look at it, I see like the two dogs, you know, like sitting over there. I say, you know, wow, the dogs get to be inside in the warm, and I'm stuck outside in the cold and the rain. Right? It was a great feeling. And I was the kid's rebbe, you know. He didn't like me because I was too firm for the kid. Right? Okay. That would explain it to some extent, yeah. So I have a fellow sitting on my table, and he's crying. You know, is this tire young man, Eretz Yisrael? You know, he said to the person, he has to fundraise, whatever the situation is. Right, you go up to house after house, and you put yourself out every single time, and some people are nice to you, and some people are not. You know, and they're not bad people. They just forget. They're not focused on the other person's needs. All their focus is on, you know, this is the fifth guy today who came and asked for your money. Now, they want to give money. They're not bad people, but after a while it starts wearing on you, especially if number two and three, you know, we're trying to push you to get more money. So it's very uncomfortable. So the fifth guy says, I can't do this anymore. So you forget he's a human being. So this fellow was sitting on my table, he's crying. Like, he went to house X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever it was. He didn't say the names of the houses, but you know. And the treatment, it's Menachem Adivor, the Morris says. If you can't give him, just be Menachem Adivor. The Morris says, Tzar Amira is greater than the Tzar of the Tzlokah. The Tzar of the Tzlokah, you get six brachas, and from here you get 11 brachas. If you have an anu who comes and you're mafias him at the door, you make him feel better. You know, you're talking kosher to me. You know, please come in, sit down. And in our house they're called orchim. There's an arayach by the door. There's a schnorrer by the door. Like, you know, how does that feel? You know, see me, you don't say it. Oh, schnorrer. You know, there's an arayach by the door. There's a guest by the door. He's a guest. Every other guest, he's a guest in my house. He's going to be here for 5 minutes. Some people are stay for 2 days. Some will stay for longer. Some will come for a meal. He's here for 5 minutes. But right now, he's my guest. I offer him the bathroom because people need the bathroom because every house they offer you a drink. You know, they don't offer you the bathroom. It's very uncomfortable. Can I please use your bathroom? So once again, you got a guy who asks. But a lot of guys are very uncomfortable. So, do you need to use the bathroom? Patron, what was you want to say? Offer him something to eat, something to drink. Do you want to take something with you? I wish I could give you more, but I can't, you know. Maybe you could try, but I can't. You don't have to be, like, if you feel comfortable, this is the decision you made, this is what you could. So the guy chapters you, so it's not like, oh, man, you're a bad person. It's like, I would love to give you more, I can't. Well, why don't you just give me positive checks? I can't. I end the conversation. I've never had a person, that's not true, I had one time a person pushed me after that a few times. So, but most people, you know, they take it, you know. Now, is it true I can't? It's a hard word because you get very nervous yourself. Can I can't? Of course I could. But if I can, then the next guy can't. What do I do with the next guy? And the next guy, Somewhere you have to figure it out. Hard shayla l'maisa. But to be menachem and pushing make them feel good. I believe the reason why the drivers bring the guys to me, because I don't give them too much money, because at least they feel comfortable coming to my house. Right. You know, first of all, they can talk Yiddish in my house. They can talk Yiddish in my house. They can talk, you know. So they feel much more comfortable coming in. And, you know, usually walk away with, you know, sometimes we'll say, share a board. You probably make a person, but the Russian lesson is awesome. The problem is not that we're bad people. We just want you to forget. So don't forget. Don't forget the Pashuk. You have the power to give them, say to the Derech, Lavoy Elohim, and Tanach Lehem at the Mord. The Gemara says that Gedolah Legima, giving a person, and what the Rosh is saying is that the forgetting to do that is a very, very, very significant thing. Rechav Kinevsky in his Aura says that Gedolah Legima, which you go so early Zodin, forgetting it is like you did it amazing. It's like you decided not to. That's a major lotion. The Gemara says that if Yonasan would have been Malab David, Shtei Kirkus Lechem, then David would not have went and lived with Kahanim and said, I don't have any food. Then they would not have given, Achimelech would not have given him the lechem upon him. Shaul would not have gotten upset. Shaul would not have killed out Nevi'er Kahanim. Shaul and his children would not have been killed as punishment for killing out Nevi'er Kahanim. And all Christ would have been different. What's the problem? He forgot to give him some food. That's the Morris Lotion. Right? It wasn't, Yonatan didn't love David. Of course he loved David. You know, he set the way with brachas and all things. Hasach, ala brachas and all things. Put some food in his pockets. Right? I said, you want to cast a frum again? I gave him a kavaldi bracha. You know, David and Yonatan, you know, they loved each other. But the fact, the more it says, to more Sanhedrin, that, you know, the more it says, lonerig lever kahanim, lonitra doyag adomi, lonerig shol, l'shar shabonim. Can you imagine what would have happened to Kaisel? That would have happened? Right? All of history was changed because the person forgot. Person he cared about forgot to make sure that he had something to take with him. But it's a hamshel part of my ear. If my statement to the person is, as much as about I'm interested, I'm focusing on you. So I just had supper. What are you going to eat? I don't have time to eat. So take something from your pocket. Take an apple. Take something. Right? But it's much as the apple. It's the attitude. This person is important. Right? This person is important. Your Rebbe walked in. Just imagine your Rebbe came in for out of town fundraising. You know, you say, oh, Kavaldim, my Rebbe's here. I want to give him something. Of course you would do that. Somebody that's important to you. So the fact that you don't know the person before, but he's also important to you. He's a member of Klai, so that's another kula, which is very important to try and absorb.